Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ to week 8. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God. Friday related verses. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Romans 6:3-4. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Philippians 1:20-21. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Hebrews 2:14. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil. Related reading. The fifth way in Galatians to experience the all-inclusive Christ as the life-giving Spirit is by being identified with him so that it may be no longer we who live, but he who lives in us. In the life which we now live in the flesh, we live in the faith of Christ. To be identified with Christ is to be made one with Christ. Baptism identifies us with Christ by making us one entity with Christ. We have been baptized into two things, into Christ and into his death. Therefore, we are now one entity with Christ in his death. With him, his death is history, but with us, it is a present, living, vivid experience. When we are baptized, we are put into Christ's death, making Christ's death ours. We have been identified with Christ in his death, that it may be no longer we who live, but he who lives in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in the faith of Christ. To live in the faith of Christ means that the very Christ who lives in us becomes our faith. Galatians 2:20 says that it is no longer we who live, but it is Christ who lives in us. It then goes on to say that the life that we now live, we still live in the flesh, yet we live this life by Christ as our faith. Christ is living within us, and this living Christ within us eventually becomes our faith. It is by this faith, which is the very realization of Christ, that we still live in the flesh. The kind of living is actually not we who live, but Christ who lives in us. Christ's living in us means that we still live in the flesh by Christ as our faith. Thus, the life spoken of in Galatians 2:20 is a life that is absolutely Christ. People may say, since you are still eating, sleeping, studying, working, and doing things, you are still living. To this we may reply, yes, I am still living, but I do not live by anything of myself. I live by Christ as my faith, and this Christ is the one who lives in me. So actually, this is not my living. This is Christ's living because I live no longer, but Christ lives in me. I still have a kind of living, but this living is not by me, but by Christ as my faith. The more he lives in me, the more I realize his preciousness. The more I appreciate his preciousness, the more faith is within me. This, therefore, is altogether not a life by myself, but a life by Christ. As for me, I am terminated, I am finished. I have been crucified and even buried. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I am still living, yet I am living not by something of myself, but by Christ himself as my faith. Christ living in us must be a fact, not merely a doctrine or a declaration. When we awake in the morning, we should call on the Lord a number of times before we do anything else. Calling on the Lord in this way will help us to experience Christ living in us. Copying two verses from the Bible after our morning revival and taking them in a little at a time throughout the day will also help us to experience Christ living in us. According to Galatians 2:20, the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in the faith of Christ. We live a life in the flesh, but we live this life in the faith of Christ. We do not live such a life in our faith, but in Christ's faith, even in Christ as our faith. We live in this way, we enjoy Christ and appreciate Christ, and Christ within us becomes our present faith. This means that we put ourselves absolutely aside. Christ is everything to us to such an extent that he even becomes our faith.